We'll come back into session, Ms. Wendy, for appointments.
All righty. The first
item, A, we'll just, I'll let you take the lead, Wendy. We'll just start with A and work our way through the alphabet.
Yeah, got a list of them here. The first one is, this is, I believe, a new position. RCRC is requesting a delegate and an alternate for the 2022 RCRC Golden State Connect Authority Board of Directors. So this is one we have not been appointed to before, so it's up to the board.
A new entity,
yes.
I would imagine we want whoever the RCRC reps to fill this slot.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that, and I think Ray's the alternate.
I believe so on the others. Yeah.
I guess my question was, is that do we want someone, I'll just use Tanya Gauss, like EDC, someone that's in that mode in there as well? That's my question, or if we can bring them in later. I know even Mr. Is it Elliot? He's been kind of spearheading what this is all going to do, too. So I don't know.
I think the first year, you know, since this is new, just go ahead and just start, and then, you know, we can, be flexible down the line.
They did have a note here on their memo that the GSCA requires that both delegate and alternate designations be supervisors, and that they are recommending appointing the same delegates and alternates for those other entities.
And that would be my motion.
And that would be, okay, so Cobsef, you are the delegate, and Haupt is the alternate.
Okay. Motion by Mr. Valenzuela.
Valenzuela, thank you. I need a second.
Second by Supervisor Chris.
Thank you. All righty. Let's go with Supervisor Cobsef.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
The rest of these are going to be very, very similar.
Aetna Cemetery District.
Yep. These are all, there's seven of them. They're all cemetery districts. These are all terms that end January 5th of 2026. They are four-year terms. And, of course, for each one of these, the clerk's office, we did our posting. And I've since made a change. We put on here that we post at the courthouse. We are no longer considered the courthouse. This is the Siskiyou County Government Center, so that'll be changing that on my worksheets from now on.
Hey, and the center of government.
Right, the center of the universe.
Ms. Wendy?
Yeah. Just real quick, that each district was asked to post within their boundaries as well.
And then for these, when do these need to be approved by?
If we get as many as we can today, and then I'd like to continue some to the 18th, because I'm still waiting to hear back from some of the people. I know with Aetna, the only one I've heard from so far for Aetna is Peggy Whipple. She is not interested. I have not heard from the other two, so if we could continue
just
Aetna.
Jump forward a little bit. I'll defer to my colleagues on this one. Items B through E, we have Aetna Cemetery District, Fort Jones Cemetery District, Happy Camp Cemetery District, and Hanley Hornbrook. I know we usually defer to the supervisor from the district.
Oh, okay.
And if my colleagues would like, and if it's all right, Wendy, if we want to skip over B, C, D, and E, and then allow that for Supervisor Haupt, because usually they're more in tune with their district and they know the people there, and they know who are good for boards.
I think we're okay with that, yes.
The board members are fine with that.
And so continue B through E, like Edward, to 118.
Yeah.
Okay.
It gives them a chance to... we always see red flags and stuff that we don't see.
Well, and I was already going to request Happy Camp and Hornbrook to be continued anyway.
Oh, okay.
We're good there.
On the same page.
All righty.
We'll skip ahead to number F.
F is Lakeview Cemetery District. And let me see. I did believe I heard from both, but let me just verify that. Yes, Kathy Farnham and Janet Lutz are both interested in reappointment.
So moved to appoint both. This is very good.
Second.
Call for the vote.
Supervisor Cobsef.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Okay, so the next one then would be Picard Cemetery District. And I've heard from Shelley Baldwin. She is interested. And also Gary Craddock. And those were the two. So both are interested.
And moved approved, also favorable.
Second.
Okay, Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Crit, Supervisor Valenzuela?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Criss?
Aye.
Okay, and then the last one, it looks like, is going to be Mount Shasta Valley Cemetery District, and I believe Donna Bacigalupi, Matt Osborne, and Jackie Twilliger are all interested in reappointment.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Mm-hmm.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Criss?
Aye.
Okay, and then the very last one I have is also a special district, but this is the Mount Shasta Rec and Parks District. And I actually heard, I was going to ask that this one be continued, but I actually heard late yesterday afternoon, I received a letter of interest from a Heather D'Artin, mm-hmm. and she does, she's eligible to serve as both a registered voter and living within the district. This is a short term, of course, it'll have to come around again as it gets closer to June, but Heather is interested in filling that position.
I'll make the recommended motion. I did speak to the director of the Parks and Rec, and she's in agreement, and this person has been involved with the community. So,
good. Thank you. Motion. All righty. So Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Criss?
Aye.
Wonderful. And then the rest of them I will bring back on the 18th. And just a quick note, too, I plan on bringing back the committee assignments on the 18th. So if anybody has any changes to those that I sent out, please let me know.
We did one today.
We did. I'll need to add that one as well. But I did send you each your pages. So let me know. I think that's all I have.
With that, any board and staff reports? The staff, any reports?
No.
Does the board request to make any reports?
I would just say that next week I am traveling to Washington, D.C. for my first trip as a president of CSAC with the executive director. We're going to meet with all the executive directors and presidents, and there's probably going to be some discussions that we'll have there. So
all right.
I'll give you a full report when you get back.
All right. I guess that's just on a happy note. As a lot of you know, Santa Claus gets really busy during the holiday seasons. And so I had the opportunity of filling in for him at the Butte Valley Montessori. And that's,
is that why I didn't get a present?
But that's just a blast doing that.
That was in Butte Valley?
In Butte Valley, yeah. And for the kids out there, it's just, he's busy during the holiday season, so you try to, you just help him out during those times of the year. But that's just a fun to do. I did it years ago, and then mine was in there, so I had to stop for a little while. So at any rate, with that, I think we've done all open session discussions, and we'll go into closed.
Okie dokie.
Are you getting breakfast today?